بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
Translation: Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of An-Nas, King of An-Nas, the God of An-Nas, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws, who whispers in the breast of An-Nas, of Jinn and An-Nas. Al-Qur'an, chapter 114, verses 1 to 6. These are the three attributes from the attributes of the Lord, the Mighty and Majestic. They are Lordship, Sovereignty, and Divinity. Thus, He is the Lord of everything, King of everything, and the God of everything. All things are created by Him, owned by Him, and subservient to Him. Therefore, He commands whoever is seeking protection to seek refuge with the one who has these attributes from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. This, that is the whisperer, is the devil that is assigned to man. For verily, there is not any of the children of Adam except that he has a companion that beautifies wicked deeds for him. This devil will go to any lengths to confuse and confound him. The only person who is safe is he whom Allah protects. It is confirmed in the Sahih that he, that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, there is not a single one of you except that his companion, that is a devil, has been assigned to him. They, the companion, said, what about you, Messenger of Allah? He replied, yes. However, Allah has helped me against him, and he has accepted Islam. Thus, he only commands me to do good. It is also confirmed in the two Sahihs from Anas, who reported the story of Safiya when she came to visit the Prophet ﷺ while he was performing itikaf, that he went out with her during the night to walk her back to her house. Two men from the Ansar met him on the way. When they saw the Prophet ﷺ, they began walking swiftly. So the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, slow down, this is Safiya bint Huyay. They said, glory be to Allah, O Messenger of Allah. He said, verily, shaitan runs in the son of Adam like the running of the blood, and verily, I feared that he might cast something into your hearts, or he said evil. Sa'id bin Jubair reported that Ibn Abbas said concerning Allah's statement, the whisperer, al-waswas, who withdraws. The devil who is quarting, that is perched upon the heart of the son of Adam. So when he becomes absent-minded and heedless, he whispers. Then when he remembers Allah, he withdraws. Mujahid and Qatada also said this. Al-Mu'tamir bin Sulaiman reported that his father said, it has been mentioned to me that Shaitan is Al-Waswas. He blows into the heart of the son of Adam when he is sad and when he is happy. But when he, that is man, remembers Allah, Shaitan withdraws. Al-Awfi reported from Ibn Abbas, the whisperer, means he is Shaitan. He whispers, and then when he is disobeyed, he withdraws. As for Allah's saying, who whispers in the breast of An-Nas. Is this specific for the children of Adam as is apparent? Or is this general, including both mankind and jinns? There are two views concerning this. This is because they, that is jinns, are also included in the usage of the word An-Nas, that is the people, in most cases. Ibn Jarir said the phrase Rijalun min al-jinn, men from the jinns, has been used in reference to them. So it is not strange for the word An-Nas to be applied to them also. Then Allah says, of jinn and An-Nas. Is this explanatory of Allah's statement, who whispers in the breast of An-Nas? Then Allah explains this by saying, of jinn and An-Nas. This is supportive of the second view. It has also been said that Allah's saying of jinn and an-nas is an explanation of who is it that whispers into the breast of mankind from the devils of mankind and jinns. This is similar to Allah's saying, and so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, shaitan, among mankind and jinn, inspiring one another with adorned speech as a delusion. Al-Qur'an, chapter 6, verse 112. Imam Ahmad recorded that Ibn Abbas said, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, sometimes I say things to myself that I would rather fall from the sky than say out loudly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is most great. Allah is most great. All praise is due to Allah who sent his, that is shaitan's plot back as only a whisper. Abu Dawood and An-Nasa'i also recorded this hadith. This is the end of the tafsir. All praise and thanks are due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists.